Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting second. The left fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting third. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Dyke. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Neil Berry. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Kane. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Kane. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting 7th. The center fielder, Ed McGee. Batting 8th. The catcher, Ray Murray. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Harry Bird. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Harry Bird. And now, play ball. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Groth for the out. One out. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney takes first base on ball four. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz takes first base on ball four. Courtney moves to second. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. DeMaestri moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter strikes out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wertz. Robinson reaches second base with a double. DeMaestri scores. Philly moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is walked intentionally. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Philly scores. Robinson moves to third. Zerniel moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray strikes out. One out. Harry Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird hits a fly ball into right field. Wirt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGee. Groth reaches second base with a double. Kane goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Athletics. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0-for-1 in the game. Kokos hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Groth moves to third. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Courtney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Groth scores. Kokos moves to second. It's Browns, 2, Athletics, 2. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields it and throws to second for the out. Kokos moves to third. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-1 in the game. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kokos scores. Wirtz moves to second. It's 3-2, Browns. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-1 in the game. Dyke is hit by the pitch. Wirtz moves to third. Krahoski moves to second. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wirtz scores. Krahoski moves to third. Dyke moves to second. It's 4-2, Browns. Carl Scheib now pitching. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-3. 2 outs. Bob Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kane hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz, who is chasing the ball. Philly reaches third base with a triple. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Score that a fielder's choice. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Philly scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Browns. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Zernial strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Groth hits a line drive into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kokoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokoz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kokoz takes first base on ball 4. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Courtney hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. McGee hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz, who is chasing the ball. McGee reaches third base with a triple. Michaels goes all the way around to score. It's Browns, 4, Athletics, 4. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth, who is chasing the ball. Murray reaches third base with a triple. McGee scores. It's 5-4, Athletics. Don Larson now pitching. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib takes first base on ball 4. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz, who is chasing the ball. DeMaestri reaches third base with a triple. Murray scores. Scheib goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Athletics. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Philly strikes out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Krahoski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Philly. Krahoski reaches second base with a double. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dyke hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barry hits a line drive into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Krahoski scores. Hunter moves to second. It's 7-5, Athletics. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hunter scores. It's 7-6, Athletics. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Zerniel hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. McGee hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kokos hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Courtney hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Krahoski is hit by the pitch. Kokos moves to second. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dyke hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Scheib hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Maury Martin now pitching. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hunter hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Larson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berry moves to second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Berry moves to third. Larson moves to second. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Kokos hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Berry scores. 2 outs. It's Browns, 7, Athletics, 7. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Courtney hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-3 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops it up and throws to first, with Larson covering, for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 7. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Krahoski hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dyke hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Zernial strikes out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Michaels. The throw from Courtney and he is safe. Michaels steals second. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. McGee strikes out. Two outs. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-7, Athletics. Maury Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Browns 7. The Browns will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Sievers pinch hits for Billy Hunter. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Larson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 9, and St. Louis Browns, 7. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.